Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Summer, we bless till we fool. Me a funny girl, the blessings are in the me a dead, if I think out of time, I can't cover a roof, I want to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one-minded. I'm the one-minded to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. Hey, I'm too blessed.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Vision. My name is Evangelist Faith Reed. I'm so glad that you have tuned in with me. Today we are continuing with our study, Having Faith in the Midst of Trouble. My subtopic below that is, Behold, I Come Quickly. Behold, I Come Quickly. We'll be studying tonight from the book of Matthew, chapter 24, and I want to remind you again that you are listening to Vision. The Bible says, without a vision, the people perish. I've been encouraging you to have faith in God. Faith from Hebrews 11, verse 1, which says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Also, someone once said something about vision. It said, one person with an idea is equal to 1,000 who have only opinions. I want to encourage you today to get vision and to understand that God has called you with a purpose and a plan for your life. You are not here by mistake, but God ordained it so that you should be here and that you should be listening to me at this moment. Turn with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 24. I hope you have a Bible nearby as we go into prayer. Let us pray. Father, we bless you. We magnify you, Lord. I thank you for another time that you have allowed us to be able to study together. I pray that you would open up our understanding. I pray for peace in the hearts and the minds of your people. I pray, oh God, that we would begin to understand why we are here. And Lord God, touch, Lord, those that are listening, Father, families all over the world. We bless you right now. And as we break bread together, as we study the Word of God together, I pray that you would truly help us to not only be hearers of the Word, but to be doers of the Word. And Father, we say thanks to you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Matthew chapter 24, as we study tonight, under the topic, Having Faith in the Midst of Trouble, your subtopic is that you can make it today by understanding that Jesus is coming quickly. The Bible says, Behold, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. My friend, do you know today? Tonight, do you understand that Jesus is coming quickly? Matthew chapter 24, beginning at the first verse, the Bible says, And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And in verse 3, it says, And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Jesus spoke to his disciples in many parables. The things that he spoke to them were true, the things that he wanted us to understand. He wanted us to understand, dear friend, that he is the Messiah, that he is the Son of God, that he loved us, died on a cross, and rose from the dead for us. He wanted us to understand that even though he went away, that he is coming back again soon and very soon. There are signs in the heavens and signs in the earth that Jesus is coming back again soon. And so as Jesus was on the Mount of Olives, his disciples began to ask him, saying, Jesus, tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of the coming of the end of the world? Many people today are concerned about the end of the world. They are concerned because of the fact that the earthquakes and different things that are happening around the world point to the fact that Jesus is coming soon. My friend, you are absolutely correct. Jesus is coming again soon and very soon. Are you ready to meet him? Do you have faith in the midst of a troubled world? It is a troubled world that we are living in. But I want you to know that if you have faith in God, you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to worry about because God has everything under control. The Bible says in verse 4, And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet, my friend. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. And all these things are the beginning of sorrows. I'm reading from Matthew chapter 24. I've just read for you verse 4 through verse 8. The Bible says, Jesus answered them and told them what was going on. He said that a lot of people towards the end of the world will come and they will deceive many. They will say all types of things about what is actually not factual. The fact of the matter is that there is no other God but the true living God. Jesus came to let us know that he is God. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 1, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It goes on to say, The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Friend, I want you to understand, if you're listening to this message, that Jesus loves you very much, and he wants to be your Lord and your Savior. And so you must understand that we are living in what we term the last days. The term last days refers to the time just before Jesus comes back again. Jesus is soon to come. And the Bible says that just before he comes back, there are going to be many deceiving others with lies. They're going to come and say that they are the Christ when they're not, because Jesus has already gone back to heaven. And he is sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. What does the word intercession mean? It means that he is praying on our behalf. Jesus is praying on your behalf, my friend. It does not matter what you're going through. Jesus is praying on your behalf. God remembers you. You are not alone in this world. God loves you and he cares about you. The Bible says, you will hear of wars. If you have been sitting in front of the television for very long and watching the news, you will see that not one day goes by that there is not a rumor of a war someplace in the world, whether it be Afghanistan or whether it be some other place, Israel or some other place that is talking about fighting or war, that there is war at some place in the world at any given time. And so there will always be rumors about a war or a disagreement. But I want you to understand that Jesus said that when you hear of wars, that this, according to verse 8, are all these things are the beginning of sorrows. And if we look back at verse 8, it says, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Famines, that means that you will hear of hunger, people being hungry. It says, and pestilences, that means that you will hear about all types of sicknesses breaking out. I did not know that TB was still something that we had to worry about, but I found out just from working inside of a prison and hearing about other nations that TB is still something that we have to worry about, we have to be careful about. And so it appears to me that there are still many dangerous diseases, HIV, all types of cancer, and different things that we have to worry about. Those are pestilences. Perhaps some people might not see that as a pestilence, but anything that attacks many, many people and we don't have a cure for it, I consider that to be a pestilence. What about you, friend? I want you to know, if you're looking at Matthew chapter 24, I'm now looking at the 7th verse, and the Bible says, and earthquakes in diverse places. Did you hear about the earthquake up in New York? Did you hear about the earthquake in Japan? There are earthquakes happening all over the world. There was some type of tremor over in Colorado, here in the United States. There are earthquakes happening all over the world. It is to let us know that the Bible is clear about what is to come, that we are in a time of the beginning of sorrows, a time where people will worry about what is going to happen next, because no one knows what is going to happen next. Only God knows what is going to happen next. People will worry about food and clothing and shelter. But the bottom line is, those who put their faith in God do not have to worry. Those who have put their trust in God will understand that tomorrow is not promised to us, but we know who holds the future. We know that God holds the future in his hands. Oh, I bless the name of Jesus. It is a wonderful thing to understand that when God holds your future in his hands, that you don't have to worry and you don't have to be stressed out, because God already has everything under control. Look at verse 9. Verse 9 says, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. So the Bible tells us that during these times of uncertainty, just before the coming of the Lord, that many will be afflicted for the name of Jesus. And the Bible declares to us, when you study the book of Acts, you will find recorded about the early church. The Bible tells us that even in the early part of the church, there was great afflictions, that the people were being, the church was being persecuted. But one thing to note about the persecution that happened is that the more the church was persecuted, the more their faith grew. The more they were afflicted, the more the gospel spread throughout the world. And so at that time, they suffered much, but the gospel continued to be preached. And I want you to know that we are praying for the persecuted church around the world. There are Christians living in areas where they're not able to carry their Bibles publicly. They're not able to pray publicly. They're not able to speak about the things of God publicly. But what happens is that even though they're not able to do that publicly, they're still able to praise God. Because when persecution comes, there's got to be a way for you to have the praise already in your heart. There's got to be a way for you to already have the Word of God written and in your heart, already memorized and already there dwelling in your heart, so that when persecution comes, you're able to still stand in the midst of a storm. Friend, I don't know what storm you're going through, but whatever storm that you're going through in your life, I want to tell you, I want to declare to you that God has it under control. I want to declare to you that God has already made everything all right. God is already still, even now, even when you're sleeping, even when you're working, it does not matter when, God is still working things out for you. He said in his word that Jesus is coming again. He is coming soon and very soon. He's coming for a church that is prepared and ready for him. Are you ready for Jesus? Have you made your peace with God? Have you declared him to be Lord and Savior of your life? Soon he is coming. He is coming very soon. Let us look at the word of God again. The Bible says, then in verse 9, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. Ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. It's interesting that the nation of Israel, which is God's chosen people, that they are still waiting for the Messiah, because it seems as if that they are still hated by all nations. But I want you to know, friend, that when you pray, remember Israel, remember God's people. And when you pray, remember those around the world that are suffering, that are really being persecuted. Persecution has not fully come to the United States as yet. I believe we're in the beginning of what the Bible calls sorrows, because even here in the United States, there are folks saying that you cannot, when you do a public prayer, you cannot speak in the name of Jesus. And when you are putting things up in the office areas, you cannot put up religious symbols and what have you. So I want you to know that even now, it is beginning in the United States that Christians are having a difficult time declaring what is right and what is wrong. I believe that soon and very soon, those who speak the truth from what the Bible says about same-sex marriages being wrong and being sinful, that there will come a time when people will try to stop us from speaking the truth. But the Bible is clear that we love the sinner, but we hate the sin. And it is not okay for two men to be joined together, and it is not okay for two women to be joined together. These are the type of things that deceive many, because it does not matter what society says. The Bible is still clear that sin is sin, and we must shun the very appearance of evil. Come on and give God some praise at this moment. Lord, we bless you. We magnify you, Lord. We thank you for your word, for your word is truth. Help us, O God, to be able to stand on your word. We know that there's coming a time when we will have to know what we believe and know what we stand for, and we cannot allow the enemy to rob us of our joy. Look at verse 10. The Bible says, then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. If you have noticed, there are many Christians that are not solid in the faith anymore. There are many who are church attenders, but they are not solid. In other words, when you see them outside the church house, it is hard to know what they truly believe. But we're coming into a time, into a season, when you must know what you believe. You must know what you stand for. You must understand the Bible for yourself, and you must begin to pray for yourself, because Jesus is coming soon. He says, behold, I come quickly. You must be prepared and understand that God is truly preparing a people for his coming. Will you be among those people? Will you be among the Christians that will be able to say, Lord, I love you, I praise you, and I'm ready to go to heaven with you? Look at verse 13. The Bible says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. It does not matter what type of difficulties we face, what kind of difficulties you might be facing in your life. You've got to be able to endure unto the end. Persecution will come. Many will rise up and say all manner of things, but you've got to be able to say, Lord Jesus, I've accepted you as my Savior. Does not matter the challenges of life that I face, I will still believe you. I will still trust you. Look at verse 14. The Bible says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. I don't know if you have noticed, but TBN and other broadcasting networks have been reaching around the world. Television has reached around the world. The gospel has been preached around the world. And I believe that those nations, maybe some primitive peoples that we have not quite been able to translate some things in their languages as yet, I believe that God himself, that Jesus is appearing. Many have come and they have said that Jesus is appearing directly to them, speaking directly to them. I want you to know that the gospel is being preached around the world. Do not be deceived in thinking that the Lord is going to tarry. He is not. The world, as we know it, is getting more wicked. It is getting more wicked. And we need to know that Jesus is not going to tarry, but he will come quickly. The Bible says, behold, I come quickly. Look at verse 15. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso read it, let him understand. Daniel foretold of these days. If you read the book of Daniel, you'll see that it is a prophetic book. Daniel foretold that we would come in a time like this when men would once again become evil and it would be necessary to shorten those days. Jesus is coming again, my friend. Prepare yourself. He says, behold, I come quickly. Look at verse 16. Then let them which are be in Judea flee unto the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. God says in his word that we need to prepare ourselves. We need to recognize that there is coming a time when people are going to regret having children. They're going to regret bringing children into this world because the world is becoming so wicked. And there is going to come a time when God is just going to say, enough is enough. Jesus is coming again soon. Let all those who hear understand that Jesus is coming again soon. The Bible says in verse 23, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. There are going to come people who are able to perform all types of things and make it seem like real miracles, but the enemy will be trying to distract and be trying to deceive you. Understand this, that when Jesus comes back, those who are alive and well will be caught up to meet him. Those who are dead in Christ shall be caught up to meet him. The Bible says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, for the trumpet shall sound, we shall behold him. I want you to understand, friend, that Jesus is coming soon and very soon. Do not be deceived in thinking that you have time to continue doing things that are not pleasing to God, that you have time to continue just dilly-dallying and fooling around. It's not like that. It is not like that at all. Jesus said that he is coming soon. Make yourself ready. Prepare your heart. Prepare your mind, because soon he will burst through the clouds. He will come again shortly. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning at the 51st verse, it says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abided in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Your labor is not in vain, friend. Hold on a little while longer. Be encouraged in knowing that Jesus is coming soon and very soon. When the Bible says this mortal shall put on immortality and this corruption shall put on incorruption, what the Bible is saying is that this flesh that we're living in, sometimes it gets old and you might have a few aches and pains and what have you, but don't worry about that, because this flesh is not going to heaven. We shall be changed and we shall be like our Lord. We will get a new body. We will get a new body. You know, I just recently had surgery on my arm and on my side, and, you know, I'm waiting for it to heal. And so it seems like a little while to wait for this to heal up. But one of these days, I won't have to worry about surgery. One of these days, I won't have to worry about aches and pains, because one of these days, I shall see the Lord face to face. One of these days, I'm going to a place called heaven. Heaven is a beautiful place. It is a place that is prepared for those who love the Lord. The Bible says the streets are paved with gold, and that we shall see the Lord ourselves, that he himself will be the light, our light, and that he shall wipe away all tears. Amen. Amen. Is there anybody out there that's excited? excited about the things of God and excited about knowing that God is about to do great things and that one of these days we are going to be caught up to meet him. The Bible says, behold, I come quickly. Look at verse 27. I'm in Matthew chapter 24, verse 27. I'm getting excited. I'm excited about Jesus. Is there anybody out there that's excited about Jesus? The Bible says in verse 27, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there shall the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And ye shall send his angels, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. I want you to know, my friend, that one of these days there are going to be some horrible things happening on the earth, but the good thing is that God will take us out of that. We're not going to experience that because he is going to gather his people from the four ends of the earth. We're not going to go through that tribulation. We're not going to go through that suffering because God is going to gather his people together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise God for that good news. Look at verse 32. The Bible says, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Hear the word of the Lord, my friend. This generation is seeing things that other generations have not seen before. It is time to turn to the Lord. It is time to begin praying again. It is time to begin seeking the face of God again. Jesus is coming soon and very soon. I want to encourage you, if you have not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, this is your time to do that. God has declared it so that Jesus is coming again soon and very soon. Look at verse 26, Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. It says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Hallelujah. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch, therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Once again, I want to declare to you, the Bible says, behold, I come quickly. The Lord is coming quickly, my friend. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. The Bible says, no man knows the day nor the hour. No one knows. No one knows when Jesus is coming again. If anyone tells you that it's going to end on such and such a date, do not believe them. I understand that a lot of folks are getting afraid because the Mayan calendar ends in 2012. Do not become afraid. Yes, a few things might happen, things that are actually already happening, earthquakes happening in places that you've never heard of earthquakes happening before, all types of tsunamis and different things happening. These are things, friend, that are already happening. And so if anything happens in 2012, well, I mean, things were already happening anyhow. It does not mean that the world is coming to an end, because no one knows the day nor the hour when the world is coming to an end. I want you to understand this, that the Bible declares to you, just be ready. Just be ready. If you study anything about Noah and go back to Genesis and study about Noah, you will find that they were very wicked. They were very wicked. They were so wicked that God destroyed the earth with water. And he said that he would not destroy the earth that way again, and so he put his rainbow into the sky to remind us that he would not destroy the world with water again. And so we understand that when the world ends, it's going to be in a different way. It's not going to be as we expected. It's not going to end just with a bang like that. What is going to happen is that Jesus is going to come back for his saints. We're going to be caught up to meet him in the air. And while we are in heaven with Jesus at the marriage supper of the Lamb, reigning with him for 1,000 years, there is going to be great tribulation on the earth. Look in the book of Revelations. The book of Revelations talks about it. There's going to be great tribulation on the earth. And after that 1,000-year reign, then there is also going to be a big fight called the Battle of Armageddon, and the victor is going to be Jesus. In other words, Satan is going to lose that battle. He and his demons and all those who chose not to serve Jesus are going to be cast into hell, and hell is going to be cast into the lake of fire. Look in the book of Revelations, and you will see it declaring that Satan is a loser. He has been a loser from the very beginning. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are on the wrong side, and you need to change sides, because Jesus is the answer for your life. Jesus is the person that can solve your problems. Jesus is the person that can help you in life, because in life we will always have the good with the bad. Bad things happen sometime. We give God praise anyhow. Good things happen, and we give God praise. Know this, that it does not matter what's going on around you. God can give you peace of mind. God can give you joy. Oh, come on and give God some praise. Come on and give God some praise. Bless him, for he alone is worthy to be praised. Verse 42 says, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord does come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. I know this firsthand. A few months ago, someone broke into my house, took all my brand new electronics. I had just gotten a computer, a digital camera. I had just gotten all these little gadgets, and I was feeling very good about myself because they had been given to me as gifts, and I was very happy to get them because I had finally gotten into the electronic age, and I was so happy that I had gotten these brand new gadgets to utilize. And they were going to be great assets for the kingdom of God, but unfortunately they were stolen from me. And so had I known my house was going to be stolen, broken into, perhaps I would not have left at that time. But, you know, God knows what he's doing, and he allowed it so that we were not home, and so we were not harmed, because material things can be replaced. But I said that to say this, that we don't know when Jesus is coming. And the bottom line is that we just need to be ready. Friend, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you have not, you can pray this prayer. All you have to do is ask Jesus to come into your heart. The Bible says, in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I want to encourage you to understand that God is real. All you have to do is ask Jesus to come into your heart right now. Recognize that he died on the cross for you. The Bible says if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins tonight. Ask him to come into your heart, and he will. He will. Look at verse 45 through 51, if we can finish Matthew 24, it says, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had made ruler over the household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Will God find you waiting, my friend? Will he find you doing what you need to do? The Bible says, verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods, verse 47, 48. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I want to encourage you today to serve Jesus. The Bible says that anyone who declares himself to not want to bother to wait, because he says, well, Jesus isn't coming right now. They've been telling me for years that Jesus is coming. I haven't seen him. I'm just going to go and get drunk and get high and do all these manner of things. The Bible says that Jesus is going to come back at an hour that you think not. He is going to surprise you and find you still in that state of rebellion. And if he does, it is not going to be a happy day for you. So why put yourself into that situation? Why not consider the good news? The good news is that Jesus died on the cross for you. The good news is that he said that he would help you. Whatever difficulties you're going you have going on in your life, whether it be financial, physical, or emotional, Jesus said that he would help you, that he can sustain you. He can give you the strength that you need for another day. If you have been studying with me this week, you will hear me say over and over again that this is your season to be blessed. This is your season to step out on faith. Don't allow the enemy to hinder you. Don't allow the enemy to stop you from receiving your blessing. This is your moment to be blessed. My friend, I encourage you to hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Don't give up. Because God is going to make a way for you. God is going to strengthen you right now. God has already ordained that you should be blessed, that you should prosper, that you should prosper in your soul. I want you to know that God has not given up on you, and do not give up on him. Someone once said the definition of perseverance is, it is an effort only fully releases its reward after a person refuses to quit. Definition of perseverance, I'll say it one more time. Effort only fully releases its reward after a person refuses to quit. I want you to know that God does not want you to give up. He does not want you to give up on living. He does not want you to give up on life, but he wants you to hold on just a little while longer. He wants you to be encouraged in knowing that he loves you, he cares about you. Jesus loves you today. He cares about you. He wants to help you with your family. He wants to help you with your personal life. My friend, know that God is making a way for you. Everything that you need, God has already supplied it. Every plan that you have, if you would just surrender it to God, I want you to know that God would help you to be successful. Today, right now, would you just take a moment and surrender your life to Jesus? Would you just take a moment and understand that faith is something that you have to step out on? Don't wait until you see it in the natural to begin believing. What you believe in the supernatural will manifest in the natural. I want to encourage you right now to have faith in God. I want you to encourage you right now to serve the Lord. And if you're already a Christian, don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged when others don't want to join you, but hold on a little while longer. I want to encourage you to make some goals for your life. Listen to someone talking about goals. As I paused to think of something that sets some men apart, it seemed to me that goals in life must be the place to start. Imagine playing football on an unmarked field of green. Not a goal line to be sought, not a goal post to be seen. It would be an aimless battle were there nothing to be gained, without a thing to strive for, not a score to be attained. We must have purpose in our lives, for the flame that warms the soul is an everlasting vision. Every man must have his goal. My friend, do you have a goal in life? Do you understand that God has created you and blessed you for such a time as this so that you can serve him and also be a blessing to others? This is your season to be blessed. This is your year to step out on faith. You will hear me say it over and over. If you listen to me every day, you will hear me say it over and over that this is your season. This is your season. Don't allow anything to hinder you or stop you from serving God. This is your season. If you would like to talk to me for just a moment, the number is 347-215-7267. 347-215-7267. Truly, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. As we get ready to close this program, I want you to know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. God sees what you're going through. He understands everything about you. And I want to just share this song with you. This song says, God is real.
Oh,
time. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and that song that you just heard is by Second Chance Ministries out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Second Chance Ministries out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. If you would like to book that group, their number is 954-588-8545. Second Chance Ministries out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Another song that I want to share with you is Hold On. I want to encourage you to hold on tonight.
Hold on, my brother. Hold on and don't let go. Hold on, hold on and don't you let go. Hold on and never give up. Hold on and don't you let go. Lord, He'll
for Israel. We pray, oh God, for Russia, oh God, the European countries, oh God, in Asia, Lord God, all over the world, in South America, Central America, and the Caribbean, Father, even nations that I'm not even, don't remember their names, God, but you know their names. We pray, God, for families that are looking for help right now. Touch, encourage, strengthen right now. I pray for that one that prayed to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I pray, oh God, that you would touch them right now. I pray for those that are sick in their bodies right now. Touch in the name of Jesus. We speak for that one with AIDS, Lord God, with hepatitis right now. We speak for that one with cancer, with tumors right now. There's someone that's about to go for a hysterectomy and you have problems in your stomach, area. I pray for you right now that God would heal you of those fibroids or whatever they are. Father, I thank you for healing right now. Oh God, touch one with mental illness, schizophrenia right now. We know that you're able to heal. We know that you're able to deliver. Lord, we thank you right now for your touch. Father, I give you glory, honor, and praise for your healing touch among your people all over the world. We give you praise and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, bless your people, God. Strengthen them. And, Father, oh, God, we thank you that you're healing and you're delivering right now. This is Evangelist Faith Reed as we go out with Second Chance Ministries, too blessed to be stressed. I want you to know that you are truly loved. God loves you very much. Join me again as we continue tomorrow evening. Join me at 9:30 p.m. as we continue studying together. God bless you.
Mr. Summer, we bless still with food. Me a funny girl, the blessings are ready to go. Me a David, the head. Imagine cause I'm laughing at the cup of our own. What's it to be?
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm a priest. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm just to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Yo, let me preach. Hey, they tell me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes later, and the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place, I cry like real cool. Me want everybody in the place to get hot. Like Jamaican
food in a Dutch pot.
I'm from the news, and it never can touch that. Tell Satan to get back. Cause I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be